But without a frank and sincere return to the life of the mystical body of our Lord, sordid selfishness and self-seeking will frustrate all efforts to reform society. Remarks Pope Pius XI, quote, "Men must observe anew the precepts of him who alone has the words of eternal life, words which, even though heaven and earth be changed, shall not pass away. All those versed in social matters demand a rationalization of economic life which will introduce sound and true order. But this order, which we ourselves desire and make every effort to promote, will necessarily be quite faulty and imperfect, unless all man's activities harmoniously unite to imitate and, as far as is humanly possible, attain the marvelous unity of the divine plan. This is the perfect order which the Church preaches with intense earnestness, and which right reason demands, which places God as the first and supreme end of all created activity, and regards all created goods as mere instruments under God, to be used only insofar as they help towards the attainment of our supreme end. Now, in effecting this reform, charity, which is the bond of perfection, must play a leading part. For justice alone, even though most faithfully observed, can remove the cause of social strife, but can never bring about a union of hearts and minds. Yet this union, binding men together, is the main principle of stability in all institutions, no matter how perfect they may seem, which aimed at establishing social peace and promoting mutual aid. In its absence, as repeated experience proves, the wisest regulations come to nothing. Then only will it be possible to unite all in harmonious striving for the common good, when all sections of society have the intimate conviction that they are members of a single family and children of the same Heavenly Father, and further, that they are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. So that if one member suffers anything, all the members suffer with it. Then the rich and others in power will change their former negligence of their poorer brethren into solicitous and effective regard, will listen with kindly feeling to their just complaints, and will readily forgive them the faults and mistakes they possibly make. Working men, too, will lay aside all feelings of hatred and envy which the instigators of social strife arouse so skillfully. Not only will they cease to feel weary of the position assigned them by divine providence in human society, they will become proud of it, well aware that every man, by doing his duty, is working usefully and honorably for the common good, and is following in the footsteps of him who, being in the form of God, chose to become a carpenter among men, and to be known as the son of a carpenter. End of quote. Thus, there will be a rebirth of that spirit which will enable men to use their possessions rightly. Writes Pope Leo XIII, quote, "If the question be asked, how must one's possessions be used? The Church replies without hesitation in the words of the same holy doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas. Man should not consider his outward possessions as his own, but as common to all, so as to share them without hesitation when others are in need. Whence the apostle saith, command the rich of the world to offer with no stint to apportion largely. It is a duty not of justice, save in extreme cases, but of Christian charity, a duty not enforced by human law." End of quote. Pope Pius XI points out in his turn, quote, "At the same time, a man's superfluous income is not left entirely to his own discretion. We speak of that portion of his income which he does not need in order to live as becomes his station. On the contrary, the grave obligations of charity, beneficence, and liberality which rest upon the wealthy are constantly insisted upon in telling words by Holy Scripture and the Fathers of the Church. However, the investment of superfluous income in securing favorable opportunities for employment, provided the labor employed produces results which are really useful, is to be considered according to the teaching of the angelic doctor, an act of real liberality particularly appropriate to the needs of our time." End of quote. The Pope insists the result should be really useful. Money invested in cinemas, for example, is productive of disastrous results. Of money invested in newspapers, which confuse and mislead people about the divine plan for order in the world, practically the same is to be said. On the other hand, papers fully and fearlessly Catholic to enlighten people and direct reform are a dire need. The investment of funds in the establishment of credit unions for small loans, like those of the United States, would be of immense value in helping to regulate the functioning of credit. It should not be forgotten either that the distribution of property demands that large departmental stores and multiple shops should not be allowed to oust the small traders who can give personal attention to customers. Big business aims at the concentration of property in a few hands. Property must be diffused.